your devotees. First of all, our Adhidev Prabhu is here with us and is already transforming the atmosphere with the sweet kirtans. Very devotional atmosphere. Thank you for coming. I want to also affectionately greet the residents of Vrindavan, led by my storytelling guru. I will again try to perform for his pleasure today, and we'll hear his feedback a little later. Sankirtan Prabhu and his wife Ruchi. Sukhava is here. Well, very warm welcome. And so many others, but also the Minister for Youth. We have to be a little warm now. Joking. Madhavan Prabhu has come. Hare Krishna, and so many others, of course, Jai Krishna and his wife, and so many others. For those of you who join here, like also our Mani Krishna Prabhu joins here, I want to give you a little background of the seminar which is given. Hare Krishna Chandamuri Maharaj, would you like to sit on a chair? We have chairs. We have ample chairs. Maybe we should put a few, because Vrindavan means it's an old temple, ancient bodies. Yes, let us put a few chairs up in case the devotees come late. It's nice if we serve our guests. While this is going on, I will not yet introduce the seminar, but please look what a wonderful atmosphere is surrounding us. Can you get to really idyllic in this very let me say, yeah, it is definitely a holy place, because there is Kusum Sarova, and there is Arakul and Syama, and Diri Govardhan, and various temples. It's really peeking through. The holy Dham is peeking through, or shining through, more and more in Vrindavan. So this is very, we can see when we look, it's called in Sanskrit, it's an Udipan, an inspiration to remember Krishna. Good. Very briefly, we have been talking on sadhana, or spiritual practice, in the Bhagavatam. We started with Shravanam and Kirtanam, exemplified by Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami, and we have made a point to enter into these spiritual practices, not just through the teachings of the scriptures, but through the examples of the devotees. The scriptures teach passively, they are just there. We have to open them, to read them. The scriptures, only at a very a little advanced stage, give you kripa, they begin to actively teach you. But the scriptures usually teach passively, whereas the sadhus who embody the teachings of the scriptures teach actively. And therefore, in the first canto of the Bhagavata, we are introduced to a duo of enlightenment. Nashta prayeshu avatareshu nityam bhagavata sevaka. You should serve, it says, the book Bhagavata, but also the person Bhagavata. This combination between scripture and sadhu is extremely important, so that by the example of the sadhus, the challenges which they faced on their way, and also how they overcame these challenges, that they'll teach us completely. You follow this point? The book is just there, but the sadhu has lived through it. He has applied the book. He has at times even gone through difficulties, which are often our own difficulties. They may have done this as an example to teach us. They have also done, but they are very real for these sadhus. So we can learn perfectly only in combination of this divine scripture and the sadhu. So therefore we have made it a point to talk about the philosophical point, then the sadhu or the devotee in his life and his life, then the principles which we can extract from it, and finally the practical application. This may sound a little theoretical, and you think, can you please be simple in the morning? I've just eaten my breakfast, you know. It will become very simple, because I will now try to take you through an experience of praying. I will talk about the principle, and I will talk about the practical application. Hare Krishna, Dhamaka.
Good morning, Maharaj.
Good morning.
You are ecstatic this morning.
If you don't know, Damodar has produced first class and very inspiring recordings on the Chaitanya Bhagavad, the readings. Very, very, very important recordings that you might obtain them. Good.
Maharaj, since you brought it up, not to take up your time, but I have recordings of Chaitanya Charitamrita with me now. I would like to give them away as gifts to our guests. And so afterwards, after this, my vehicle is right up here. I can give them out.
Wonderful.
And take them home.
Good. So, my dear devotees, I invite you now for an experience on prayer. I will need your attention and your good wills. The example in the scriptures for prayer is Akrura. And we can learn from Akrura some important instructions which help us to apply prayer in our life. Akrura appears in the Bhagavatam in a very conflicting situation. He is a great devotee of Krishna who was sent by the evil demon Kamsa to bring the Lord of his heart into a wrestling arena in Mathura, where the evil demoniac king had made a very complex assassination plan. He wanted to kill Krishna. And Akrura had overheard all the different details of this genius and devilish plan. Genius from the demonic point of view, not from the Krishna consciousness. Imagine how he felt when Kamsa said, Akrura. He took his hand, Akrura's hand, in his own hand, said, Akrura, you are the most reliable person person I know in this work. I have tried many years to kill the son of Devaki. But since he was in the dark, he had a home advantage. He killed all the messengers and all the people and demons I sent there. Now, as my last shelter, I'm taking unadulterated shelter in you. Bring Krishna on the day of Shivaratri to Mathura in the arena where my wrestlers wait with instructions for him. I beg you, Akrura, help me in this important move. Imagine someone takes your hand and says, maybe some military general, you are my only shepherd. I want to kill such and such person. And that person is most dearest to you. How would you feel? I think you would not be able to keep his hand, your hand in his hand. You would go, oh, no! Akrura tolerated even that. Akrura had tolerated a lot. He was from the dynasty where Krishna appeared. And he had seen how his clan members had run away from Kamsa and hid in the forests and in the caves because they were afraid of Kamsa so much. He had been the only one who stayed, and not only that, he volunteered to be the minister of Kamsa. Only for one singular purpose. His purpose was that he knew that Krishna would come and he would meet with King Kamsa and make true of his promise to rid the world of the demons. And he lived for that moment when he would see Krishna. Do you follow? He went undercover. He went in a total disguise. He had to pretend to be someone he was not, a minister of the demon king. He was really conflicted. He saw all what Kamsa did, how he killed Brahmanas, how he had killed all the infant boys in order to get rid of Krishna. He knew every detail, but he stayed for his darshan. He tolerated all this. So when Kamsa had sent him to Vrindavan, he stayed up all night. He was so excited, I will see Krishna, I will see, I will finally see, it's alright. If I would have gone privately without this order, the spies of Kamsa would have caught me and slaughtered me. Now I can go, I'm authorized, I'm on a protective mission. And he went to Vrindavan. In his own words, he said, what kindness Kamsa has shown me. Today I shall see with my own eyes. With my own eyes I will see those very feet that the yogis meditate about. I will see those feet which Brahma and Shiva worship with flowers and choice prayers. And then his mind, let's see what a devotee he is, got carried away by this meditation on Krishna's feet. He said, simply by the effulgence of his toenails, the Nakabandala, many souls have transcended
deep darkness of material existence. I will see these feet today. How he must felt on his way from when Mathura disappeared in the distance in the back of the chariot and he was moving forward, he felt so blissful and so relieved after all these years of making preparations, of hiding, of playing a role in which he was not. After all these years, he was now on his way to Krishna. Can you empathize? Can you even imagine how he was feeling? Just to show you a little bit, when some deers passed his chariot, and he said, the deers are passing my chariot. This mission will be complete. And then he talked in the next moment. What if Krishna thinks this person comes from Mathura? He is sent by Kamsa. He is like all the other demons planning to take my life and the life of the Brijvasis. What if he thinks I'm a messenger like all these messengers before me? But then he thought, no, this is a mental speculation. My Lord knows the heart of everyone. He will surely know my intention. There is a name of Lord Krishna saying how he knows the intention with which we approach him. Do you know this name? I think Gokupal might know. Not just know. No. Yes. Baba Grahi Janardana. Janardana means the Lord who is situated in every... Thank you, Maharaj. Situated in everyone's heart. And Baba means your mood. Maybe you are now sleeping because you have danced all night. Or your mood is, hopefully this is over soon. Your Lord knows it. Or your mood is, I hope I will be, and this brahmachari will be favorably inclined towards me. I need to marry. The Lord is there as the Janardana, the Lord in the heart, who grahi means like this, captures. Oops, that's getting a little dramatic here. Who captures or grabs the mood. He picks up the mood. I think this is how we say it in English. He picks up the mood and he responds to this. So Akura said, although it may appear that I'm sent by Kamsa, I'm on his side, and I have deceived all the demons in Kamsa's court. They all believe it, but my Lord is different. He is not deceived by the externals. He knows the mood. My dear devotees, please never judge someone by his external appearance. Even someone may be fallen away from the path of devotional service, but you do not know how many prayers he has spoken in his heart, how often he has regretted. Maybe you may not know the nights which he spent on his knees wetting the carpet with his tears. The Lord knows this, and Akura was very well aware of this aspect of the Lord. So then, finally, he took a long time because he was so ecstatic. It's a short journey from Mathura to Vrindavan. But, you know, although he started early in the morning, he came at the sunset. That means he was really ecstatic. He was not, he was delayed. Then something happened which is so unexpected, and which the Shukadeva Goswami, who narrates this pastime, makes a pause. No one expected this, what happened. Not even Akura. He came with his chariot, a golden chariot, into Vrindavan, and all of a sudden he saw the dust of Vrindavan, distinct footprints which were bearing different signs, like the flesh, the fish, an octagon, a lotus flower, an upwards curved line, etc. He saw this, and then he saw these unusual footprints with the insignias. He called out, "These are the feet of my master!" And forgetting everything, he just jumped down from this chariot. He fell on these footprints. He cried tears of ecstasy. He wetted the ground, rolled in the ground, and became all black. Thus, then tears makes a black substance. He gave up all the pride that he's a minister. He gave up all the fear that maybe Kamsa's spies, not maybe, Kamsa's spies are everywhere, and they will record my unusual behavior, and that Kamsa will know he's a devotee all throughout. He deceived me, he's a cheater. I will draw his blood. He gave up this fear. And also the lamentation that is, what are my relatives will be tortured when this comes out. But he, totally oblivious, went down, and he fell in deep, deep ecstasy. Now Shukadeva Goswami stops here, makes an amazing commentary. He says, "The very goal of life for all embodied beings, especially those from London." No, this is an interpolation. I'll start again. "The very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy which Akura experienced when he saw the footprints of Krishna." My dear devotees, do you know what is the price of Krishna? Unusual question. What about this? Price of God?
Tears.
Your tears. Tears which come from a heart which longs for Krishna. Prabhupada speaks a nectar of devotion about this. He says, one should learn the simple little technique to cry for Krishna. By the way, we don't look for chili pepper induced tears. That technique is not acceptable. It comes when the heart is purified. This is what you need to get Krishna. You need to get him, in other words, you can get the Lord only with your coins of eagerness, longing, so to an extent that you cry for him. You're like a little child. You have children here, and then they really want their parents to come and comfort them in difficult periods of their childhood situation. They will cry, and the parents will know, and now I have to come. Now I have to go. On chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada has a nice article on the chanting of Prabhupada. He said, one should cry for Krishna like the mother cries for the child. This is the price. This is also the result of purifying the heart. And this is what Akura here taught embodies. He jumps down from his chariot. He's overwhelmed. After going through all this mental torture, all this staying in a compromised position as the minister of the greatest of demons who wanted to kill the Lord, after tolerating all of this, his eagerness for the Lord is really there. It's really boiling. It's really in it. And when he sees the footprints of Lord Krishna, all this boils over. He jumps down. He cries. Akura is not. There is no chance that he is the example of praying. Akura chanted a very, very dear prayer so that you know a little bit of his heart, which I want to read to you. Please be very attentive, because very soon I will, after this preparation, ask you to formulate your personal prayer to Krishna. So you have to, that's a good example here.
Kapanditas tvata param sharanam samiyat bhakta priya rita gira surita kritavyat.
That's so beautiful.
Savandarati surito bhajato bikamam atmanam ap yupyasya atmanam ap yupachaya pachayo nayasya.
What learned person would approach anyone but you, Krishna, for shelter? Then you are the affectionate, grateful and truthful well-wisher of your devotees. To those who worship you in sincere friendship, you reward everything they desire, even your own self, yet you never increase or diminish. Akura, in this prayer, reveals to us why Krishna, why not someone else in the Lord? He says, Priyat, you are affectionate. And Ritagira, you are true to your words. You are the Surida, the well-wisher, and Kritagira, you are so grateful to even a little thing which is done for you. This, my dear devotees, these qualities convince Akura and convince also all of us. The Lord loves his devotees. What he says in the scripture, he keeps it. For instance, he said to Kunti at the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, there will always be 5 Pandavas. And after this carnage, where the earth was flooded with rivers of blood, out of this inferno came Krishna with the 5 Pandavas and said, here Kunti, your 5 sons are alive and well. Kunti said, my dear Lord, it is more likely that the sun will not give light, the moon will not shine, than you ever breaking your promise. You keep your promise. And Surida, he's a well-wisher. And Kritagyan, he's grateful to even a small little service. We keep even the smallest mistake which someone does in their transactions with us in our heart. It's locked. Oh, he hurt me. 30 years, 5 months, 6 days, 23 hours ago, he hurt me. Krishna keeps in his mind even the smallest little service which someone has done for him. Sitting in Vrindavan, chanting his holy name, and he keeps that record with him over eternal time and knows this devotee did this. This is our Lord, and Akura says this is the one I worship. Okay, now let's be practical, my dear devotees. What is the principle you can see here in Akura's prayers? What strikes you? Strikes you when you see the prayer? I'm sorry.
Make my little orchestra here.
What learned person would approach anyone but you for shelter when you are the affectionate, grateful and truthful well-wisher of your devotees? To those who worship you in sincere friendship, you reward everything they desire, even your own self. Yet you never increase or diminish. You stay like you are. What strikes you in Akura's example? Yes, can you see Akura Prabhu?
Glorifying the various qualities.
He glorifies the various qualities of Krishna. I will repeat for the tape listening or recording listening posterity. Yes.
It sounds like he's saying that there's room for everybody, that Krishna is not exhausted.
Yeah. There's room for everybody. It is one great devotee has prayed, "My Lord, you seem to be obsessed with the desire for love." And you, even if a devotee makes a mistake and turns away from him, you are always by his left side, by his right side, and in the back of him. And then the devotee finally turns to you. You dance in front of him with joy. You seem to be obsessed with the desire. Yes.
He's challenging anyone who's a learned person.
He's challenging all the learned people. Why do you take shelter from someone else? How much is this?
I like how you said about you even give yourself, so you hear that we don't own anything except Krishna. Nothing is ours except Krishna. So that's really wonderful.
Our Mataji appreciates very much how he said, you gave yourself. And even though she says there's nothing except Krishna and Krishna. Did I understand?
Yeah. We don't own anything, that we think we own these things, but we don't own anything but Krishna.
We don't own anything but Krishna. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He phrases it as a question. Is it? It's almost bewildering that people can't understand. It's so obvious that it's perfect.
He praises it, he puts this question, because it's so obvious. Arjuna gives similar qualities. Why he worships Krishna? Why do you worship Krishna? Sukha.
He always protects me.
You see, as the power is now elderly, has gone through her life, has seen many, many mountain peaks and also valleys. They are also available in life. Yeah. Yes, can I say okay?
There's no one else who
accept
me with all my
decisions. I feel like that also. There's no one else who will accept me as I am. Not even your wife. I'm sorry, maybe that was not. No, but really complete acceptance. And was it an important? Please forgive me. Some humor. Yeah. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, you know, at the end of the Kali Adaman Leela, where Krishna forgives Kaliya, who had also he had the intention to kill the love. He says at the end, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, it seems the Lord has no place in his heart for the mistakes of his devotee. It seems like this. Huh? So very good. My dear devotees, I would like you now to consider a statement which Prabhupada gave. It's a guideline for your personal prayer, which you can offer to Krishna. I will read this to you, and then I will request you to turn to a partner. So I think we make it a proper exercise. Please, everyone, turn to a partner. We will enter into the table. I will go with that. You have someone, I believe?
I'll go with you.
I go with that. I go with that. So, who has not yet found a partner? It will be a little devotional. It will be, you will have to go a little deep. Who has not found a partner? Ram, you found your partner? You found God. I will come to you, I would like you now to hear a guideline of Srila Prabhupada, how to compose prayers, and then I will ask you with a partner to share something. At the end, you will do your personal prayer. This is just a preparation. We will have to make you, we have to put a little devotional current here into us, our hearts, so that we are ready. Please listen. In Montreal, Prabhupada gave a very nice statement about personal prayers. There are Shastic prayers, which we very repeat, the prayers of great devotees who have come before us, but there are also personal prayers, which we compose according to time, place, and circumstances in our life. Here. Are you listening? Good. To offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any high qualification. Simply, you have to express your sincere feelings. Sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? One must be aware of his position. Then, one can express his feelings. Feelings should be very sincere and automatic. Automatic here meaning not that you play a recorded something, but it comes spontaneously, you know, it comes automatic, the feelings. It should be, you should touch a living wire, so to say, of something which is alive in you. Should I read this again? Good. To offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any high qualification. Simply, you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? One must be aware of his position. Then one can express his feelings. Feelings should be very sincere and automatic. So now please go to your partner. Turn to your partner. Please share, where in your life did you experience that you called out to Krishna from a very real place? That you said, maybe it was in a car accident just before the collision happened, you go, oh, Krishna, save me, you know, or something like this. Where did you experience in your life that you turned to Krishna with real, sincere feeling? Where did you touch that living wire, or life wire, you say in English language? And how did Krishna respond? Is the question clear? For those who have never turned to the Lord with prayer, it's a time to awaken. So please share. I hope there is something to share. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
secret of praying and getting an answer also, or getting a response of the Lord, is in these words, simply you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? In other words, one must be aware of his position. The Lord is Bhava Grahi Janadana, as Akrura reveals. Although externally Akrura came as a messenger of Kamsa to bring Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura, internally Akrura was a great devotee of the Lord who had waited for the darshan, and he knew the Lord is competent to handle this because, yes, it is well known, he re-establishes Dharma and kills the Asura, so he removes the Asura. My dear devotees, I have something very personally to share in this regard I will just be very brief. I have told some of you, but 25 years ago I was in a personal crisis. I had come to the movement in order to transform my heart, but I could see there were still so many attachments in there. And I thought maybe the process is not working, for me at least. So I know some devotees join because of the good association, but I had come from a totally different cultural background. It was difficult for me to take a cold shower every morning. The first devotees in Germany were only from English-speaking countries. Most of them had been deeply immersed in the hippie culture, a culture we had only heard about. And they spoke in English I had not learned at school, with far out and spaced out and so many new words. And it was really difficult. But I came because I had understood this is for this movement is developing love of Godhead, and the process is the chanting of the holy name. So since 20 years I'm going every year and chant maximum amount of rounds for me in a holy place in Vrindavan Dham, and because I have understood this is the process to come for personal transformation and to come to Krishna consciousness. I'm very convinced, because when you study Prabhupada's books, this is the answer which he gives. So a little while ago, I have to see that I can compose myself and don't get too emotional. I mean, Germans never get emotional in prayer. Not in public. I was in Vrindavan. I was chanting extra rounds. And, it was so dry. So dry, so tasteless, so the mind was full of so many past impressions. And I thought, I've had this crisis 25 years ago, that I thought that the process doesn't work. At that time I discovered the chanting of Hare Krishna. But still it doesn't work. I'm hopeless. It was really a very hopeless situation, and I was really, And that hopelessness beyond tears, do you know this? Hopelessness when you think my life is wasted. I've made the wrong decision, but I can't leave Prabhupada, I will not leave Prabhupada, but I will be, the eternal uninspired devotee who is just chewing the sand. And to go for a position in ISKCON is not my nature. I'm not a position man who can then cover his dry taste by some other taste or some other. What can I do? At that time a devotee came and he handed to me this picture. You will have to study it. What do you see in this picture? A note. The note says, trying to connect with you. Now, who receives the note? Whose hand is that? Why? Blue. And blue is there.
That is a picture from Mangalananda Prabhu's album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd recommend it to anyone. It's a beautiful album. And I think the album is called Trying to Connect.
Really? Damodar Prabhu, at that moment, I only saw Krishna has heard me. And he responded through his devotee who gave me that picture. Since that time I have a second version of this photo. I have requested this. Trying to connect with you, that comes my name Sachidananda Swami. because it's very personal. At that time it didn't need the signature, because I was there calling, my Lord, I have given my life to this, chanting, and it doesn't work for me. Please do something. Please help me. It was a prayer, like Prabhupada said, simply you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? One must be aware of his position. And Krishna answered. From that moment, it went like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He's hearing me. I'm chanting here. He is hearing there. I'm chanting with my mouth here. He is hearing with his ear and his heart there. We are in connection. He has heard me. And I was really uplifted in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, this is a principle. I was very happy when I shared with my partner, Agnidev Prabhu, who told me also that there was a sincere feeling, there was a sincere situation in his life, and he prayed to Krishna, and Krishna did not fail to respond and reciprocate, but he reciprocated by removing the obstacle. So this is something which is a principle. You have to turn to Krishna like Akrura did with all his stuff, so to say. His Akrura stuff was intense, you know. Doubts will the Lord maybe kill me because I'm a messenger of Kamsa. He turned to Krishna and Krishna received him affectionately. He never fails in doing this. He is truthful to his words. He is affectionate. He is the well-wisher. And he is grateful. He is not forgetful of little things. We all have done little things for Krishna. And many of us have done big, super big things for Krishna. Krishna is grateful, but as you said earlier, he's not exclusive. He has a place for you and me. Very much like Ganesha Priya's statement. He even accepts me. Somehow he said. realistic hope, not irrealistic hope. Then if you have ever, if you have shared, maybe you have shared something similar with your partners. Who has a similar experience? Give me a quick hand. You know? Something. We are a little shy to our audience. Go on. We are a little shy. Yeah, but I understand also. Yes, who wants to say, yeah, hi. Hi, here, look up. It's clear. But I think you all of us understand this situation when we are before the deity and something real comes out of us. Not some apparent repetition, but something real. That's why we like to hear I'm with another thought, so I cannot against it. So again, let me read this to you. To offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you do not require any high qualification. Simply you have to express your sincere feelings. What is that real feeling? One must be aware of his position. Then one can express his feelings. Feelings should be very sincere and automatic. This you have to do when you chant the holy names. Prabhupada said, not hackneyed you should chant. You should chant with priti purvakam, with some love, some affection, some gratitude, some sincere feelings, like a child who cries for the mother. It's very sincere at that moment. Sometimes children just cry, mother. But when they go, mother, then the mother knows, even if she is on the moon planet, she goes, okay, I'm coming. And so on. So this feeling is required. So I would like to now, to finish this session, I would like with all of you to put this into kirtan. We will chant three. We have taken a song for you which we want to sing with you. It's just 6, 7, and 8 of the Maduram Madurebhyo Peep. That is a prayer where we turn to Krishna when we chant. It's a sincere prayer. I would like Abhishek to please go to text number 6. Aho dukam maha dukam dukat dukataram yata kachatam vismita. Yeah? Yes. Wow, Krishna.
Do come, Krishna, 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 Krish Hare Krishna,
Actually, I'm going to ask this young man, my partner, if you can just go and get them and set them
That may be easiest, then, since we are here. Good. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Yes. Should we have maybe one or two questions?
Yes,
no, I'm asking. What do you think? Everything is clear? Not if it is... Yes, please. One question.
There's a good reciprocation.
Yes, please ask your question.
What should we do if we don't feel that Krishna reciprocates immediately?
What should we do if we feel that Krishna does not reciprocate immediately? What do you do when you are sick and you take a medicine and it's not in the next hour where you are healthy? Do you continue with the medicine, or if after 1 hour you are not yet cured, will you stop taking? Another thing is, my dear devotees, Krishna knows often what is best for us and what is the best time for us. Really, I can tell you, I'm a little older than you, gray hairs also visible now. There are things which need time. You need to be mature, you need to have grown in your life to a certain level that you can digest the answer. And sometimes Krishna waits for that time. I think we all know it, just like medicine, it takes some time before it is effective. Also the cure is sometimes taking time. Of course, you need to have faith, and to stabilize your faith, it's good if you get to a habit of reading spiritual literature every day. Then your faith will be increased. Sankirtan Prabhu.
In the picture with the note.
Yeah.
Is Krishna getting the note from you?
Yeah.
Or is Krishna giving the note to you? Because he's saying, I want to connect with you.
See, this is Sankirtan Prabhu's genius. That's why he is my Shiksha Guru in storytelling. Look again at this note. So Sankirtan has asked a question. The question is, in this picture, are you the one who sent the note to Krishna? Or is Krishna the one who has just composed this note and he is handing it to you? Very often, that's why I said we sometimes need time to really receive the full impact of what the Lord says. And he will prepare the time. His time, he will do that. But please, Jagannath Sutta Prabhu, Jagannath
Sutta.
Jagannath Charan Prabhu. Please know, Akrura speaks from personal experience. He says, you are grateful, you are affectionate, you are a well-wisher. And you know, he was in a conflicted situation when he came. Hare Krishna. I don't want to go too much over time. I thought this was a good question, and I knew when I looked in your eyes, you would ask a very good question. Hare Krishna. Let us now turn to our announcer, devotees.